The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time. We are back. It is May 7th, Thursday, 2020. I'm having a Corona. I hope you are too. Devin, I'm joined with you for the first time in what seems to be several months. I don't know what we're going to talk about today because I have not done too much homework in the Korean Baseball League, but I'm excited to be back on here. I'm excited to just catch up with you. My beard is long. My hair is growing. And I've gained the COVID 10. What about you?
Yeah. I think I've probably gone up to about the COVID 15. The amount of oatmeal cream pies I've eaten is not healthy. But yeah, no, it's been awesome the last like 4 days with all these little leagues popping up around the globe. So there's like a little bit of stuff to talk about finally. Other than that, just been sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I hear you. Tons of Netflix, lots of comedy specials. I watched the Jerry Seinfeld special last night. That was pretty good. Yeah. That was a pretty good one. But I saw him live, so it was kind of like a repeat show for me. I think I might have been at that same show he was recording that night.
Oh, cool.
At the Beacon Theater in New York. Yeah, I happened to see him last year, so that was pretty fun. We don't have a formal intro here, but let's kind of just dive right in. I know life is not normal right now. Things kind of suck, but hopefully we can give you a little piece of degeneracy here. Devin, let's talk a little bit about the Korean Baseball League. I heard that they are airing some games on ESPN, and I know a few of my degenerate friends have been staying up into the wee hours of the night watching. But there are some fun, notable players that have played in the MLB that are, you know, we can keep an eye on. But before we dive into that, I just want to get your overall sense. What do you think here about the Korean Baseball League? What are your thoughts about, you know, finally having some action, getting back into action? And any thoughts here?
First and foremost, I think it came, at like, you know, probably the absolute most perfect time for a lot of sports fans, baseball enthusiasts in particular. Just because the ramping up of the season for opening day was so close, and then it just kind of got ripped away. So I think this is big. It plays a mirroring effect into what the MLB could possibly consider as far as a return to them playing. So I think as far as reality goes outside of the COVID-19 crisis and what everyone's been accustomed to in our box lately, in this abnormal time. I think it helps us realize that there are some normal things out there. And I personally like the product itself. There are some really awesome prospects that have come out of this organization before. There's a couple players currently in the MLB. A lot of these franchises, there's 10 teams in total, and a lot of the franchises have been rooted in the Korean baseball culture since the 80s, dating back to, I think, the oldest franchise is 82. So, I mean, it's cultural, and it's good for America in a way that gives us a sense of relief. So I personally like it, and there's some really awesome players. We can dig into some MLB names if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we do that, just want to remind everybody once again, you want to banter with us, you want to chat with us, we're on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming as a collective. We are a Hoopball presentation. And let's dive into a little bit here. I know the Korean baseball, there's not too much home run hitting here. So what are you kind of looking for when you're looking at certain teams, certain pitchers? Are you looking for efficiencies? Are you looking for teams that steal bases? What are the key metrics here that you're looking for in order to determine who may have the edge in a certain particular matchup?
Right. So right now it's kind of a new thing in Korean baseball. They actually dejuiced the ball 2 years ago, or it might've been 2014. It's been a few years, but it's a recent thing. I think it was actually 2 years is what I heard. So they de-juiced the ball right around the time MLB juiced the ball. And a lot of these pitchers have always had good stuff, but now it's kind of coming through a lot more in that sense. So the one thing I've noticed is teams like the NC Dinos, which is one of my personal favorites right now. I think it might be the team I'm adopting as my favorite. They are a long shot to win the championship, which I don't want to give too much away, foreshadowing. We'll talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, later. But they have really great pitching. You see some stuff that is really solid and that can control the game. And I think a lot of these hitters that are used to the balls flying out in certain stadiums and in the league in general are kind of adapting to this new get on base, high OPS, OBS percentage. I think doubles are really important. Guys who have speed that can hit doubles, because if they can go ahead and get in scoring position right away and stay out of a double play scenario, that's huge, because there's a lot of runs scored in this league. There's just not a lot of home runs hit. So it's a pretty unique league. And personally, I think I'll continue watching it after the whole COVID crisis.
All right, awesome. I know here we have some, let's dive into some odds about who to win the title here. I know you mentioned to me before we came on, Doosan has played for the KBO title in 6 of the past 7 seasons. We got some odds here. Doosan Bears plus 300. The Wyverns plus 400. Kiwoom Heroes plus 450. The NC Dinos plus 550. And the LG Twins at the longest shot at 7-1. Devin, you did hint a little bit at the NC Dinos. What are your reasons here you like them at 5.5-1? Any big names playing for them? Any reason in particular why? How's their pitching? Why don't you give us a little breakdown of why that is your favorite at 5.5-1?
So, excuse me again. All those things that I just pointed out as far as what I like in a baseball team, good pitching, kind of grinded out doubles, good defense. That's what this NC Dinos team is. They lead, granted, it's only been, they just had the opening day, the Korean League opening day, you know, a few days ago. We're still within the first, you know, 2 weeks of the season, but still, NC Dinos, they've only allowed 1.5 runs per game as a defensive unit. Their pitching is really solid. The first game they played, they shut out the Samsung Lions 4-0. And so one thing I really like about this NC Dinos team are the prospects that came from the majors. So these three guys right here, I think they probably have the best collective group. First is Drew Rusinski, which was the opening day starter for the Dinos. He got the shutout win. he pitched for the Angels in 2014 to 2015, the Twins in 17, and then the Marlins in 18. And then if you are a baseball person, you're going to recognize these next two names. Aaron Altherr, he played for the Phillies from 14 to 19 recently, and then the Giants in 19 as well, and then some time with the Mets. And then Mike Wright, who was a successful pitcher for the Orioles for 4 years. A couple injuries derailed his MLB career, but then a short stint with the Mariners. So they have a good integration of the Korean baseball players and then some of the American prospects. And, yeah, so that's a big part of why I like them. And their mascot's really cool. He's kind of like a cult following thing over there. And they're a newer franchise. I think they were founded in early 2000s, and they're starting to catch steam. They've been pretty good the last few years, but they're kind of, you know, ramping up and starting to hit where they should be as far as their potential.
Now, I haven't seen the mascot, but I'm assuming NC Dino's mascot is a dinosaur. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's like a long-necked stegosaurus or something like that. Here, I follow the NC Dinos on Twitter. I'll pull it up, and I'll randomly surprise you with it at some point in the show, and then you can laugh.
Oh, I just did. That's hilarious.
All right.
It's like an angry, steroided version of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically like what it looks like, with a very long neck.
Like a Schwarzenegger. Or like a juiced up Land Before Time character.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't remember the flick, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Anywho,
moving on from baseball, I know we have some interesting news that came out. Soccer will be starting. Tell us a little bit about that, Devin.
Yeah, so on top of the other tiny soccer leagues that have been going on, like the Turkish League, I knew I was going to struggle with these Russian and Czech pronunciations, Yegnev Liga. You know, the Bundesliga, which is a really big league, German and Dutch based, that, you know, they were in the middle of their season when all this kind of halted everything. So they're going to get to pick up and continue. And so that's good, because we already have a sense and data to go off of. And we'll be able to, you know, make some awesome bets on the Bundesliga. So, yeah, there's some really awesome matches that are going to be starting on the 16th of May. That was the date they put in to restart the league. And, there's already odds out. You know, I found some on my bookie and Bovada, William Hill, they're out there. So, South Korea's got the K League going for their soccer, as well. So all sorts of stuff.
Speaking of soccer, any of my listeners, any of our listeners out there that want to decide they have a PS4 at home, they want to take me on in a little FIFA matchup.
FIFA challenge. I'm
available. I'm not great. I'm mediocre to decent. I'm available for a match. Let me know your name. I'll add you. We'll start a party and we'll get after it. And maybe we can recap some of those matches on the next podcast as well. Devin, before we go, any other interesting news you want to mention? I don't have too much else for you, just because of the, you know, of obviously the situation going on right now and people staying at home and struggling to keep their sanity, just like myself. Any words of wisdom, any other things you want to leave us with or add to the conversation?
So just a little thing, if some folks do want to get more into this Korean baseball stuff, one thing I found helpful was just finding their website. They do a really good job about presenting material for us over here trying to get access to it. It's just KBO, Korean Baseball Organization.com or .org, I can't remember. And that's a good way to get a lot of information. That's how I've done it. And so I've also dug a little into the fantasy, daily fantasy stuff on this. So I'm going to be putting some stuff out. And then we can talk a little bit more once the season gets a little more fruitful, and I think it'll be fun. And then live sports betting is going live in Colorado on May 1st. I thought that was another good thing just as far as movement of sports gambling. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, awesome. Well, while we're all trying to stay sane at home and eating and drinking and gaining all those extra pounds, I just want to give a quick shout out to everybody who's been battling on the front lines during this crazy time, during this COVID-19. I have some family members that work in hospitals, nurses and doctors in my family. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them. Really appreciate all that you do for us. And hopefully the world will start opening up here in a minute as we get more data on this, you know, pretty serious disease. Infection, as I should say.
Well said. Well said. I second it.
Yeah. All right, Hoopballers. Well, thanks so much for putting up with us today. We'll be back on, I would say, pretty shortly. It's not going to be another few months until we're back. So we'll try to put out some more content for you. Stay connected with you guys. Once again, I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are a Hoopball presentation at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. And Devin, it's always good to see your face.
Yeah, let's do it again and work on that beard a little bit.
Oh, my beard is terrible. Patchy, and it's
I have faith in it. I do, though. It's got good foundation.
Nah, it's really bad. I'm thinking about just going like this. What do you think? Just a mustache.
Yeah, like get it way long, like Eggman from Sonic.
I'm going to start twirling them up at the end. I'm going to get the little handlebars at the end of my mustache.
You could do that and then curl it up so high and grow your eyebrows out and twirl it all together and have like big circles, you know, like goggles.
Now we're just getting a little nuts here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will be back soon.
All right.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.